Rahsaan Patterson was only 10 years old when he began his showbiz career. He dressed in those crazy bright pattern sweaters people of all ages wore in the 80s and sang cover songs on the TV show Kids Incorporated. Now he's all grown up, writing and performing his own sultry, eclectic songs. I feel like dancing on clouds and getting high. Cool breeze on my scalp blowing back ties. Found it down, come hither my child. Rahsaan Patterson's third solo album is Wines and Spirits. I had to do it. I kicked off our interview by asking him about his start as a kid star. He didn't miss a beat.
There was this thing called Kids Incorporated, and it still exists only because of YouTube, primarily. But it was a television show that I was on with Fergie and Mario Lopez and a few other talented kids. And it was some of the most fun I'd ever had in my life. Really?
So I got to see one of these YouTube clips, and you just have this incredible dynamism. How did you even get to that point, being a child and then being on TV and singing? What was your path that led you there?
I was in New York, you know, and singing in church. And my sister made me sing in a talent show at our school in the fourth grade. And one of her friends happened to be visiting California, and she's related to Kim Fields, and Kim Fields' mother at the time was consulting for Kids Incorporated. So she just happened to ask her niece, do you know any little black boys who can sing? And she said, yeah, my friend's little brother can sing. I sang for her over the phone, like, the first line of Patti LaBelle's If Only You Knew. And she said, okay, put your mother back on. So next thing I know, my mother wakes me up that same night and says, we have to pack bag for you because she's going to fly you to California tomorrow and you're going to audition for this show. And I had flown out by myself that next day and came to Hollywood and lived with Kim Fields and her mother and her sister. And it was exciting.
So you make it through the world of being a child star.
I never really felt like a child star.
You didn't feel like a child star? You were living with Kim Fields. Come on.
Well, that's probably why I didn't, because she was a child star, you know what I mean, on Facts of Life. And it didn't really dawn on me until maybe 3 or 4 years ago that I would be considered that, you know? And it didn't dawn on me that I actually participated in a television show that had an effect on young people and being one of the only black children at the time doing that.
The song Pitch Black was described in the Baltimore Sun as having a little bit of The Cure in it. We never thought we would be so unhappy in these here demonic times.
So I said that I wanted to just be happy. Musically, it's definitely a throwback to those groups. Pitch Black. Lyrically, Pitch Black is reflective of a period that I had gone through where I was just questioning life and God, you know, and myself. It was dark. Growing up religious, you know, as a black man, and going up Pentecostal with strict religious family members and grandparents and stuff, I was naturally born into believing in this thing. And I needed to find out for myself if it was worth believing in.
What'd you decide?
Oh, yeah. It's worth believing in. Yeah.
Well, you've been compared a lot to Stevie. I hear that on Cloud Nine. I also hear a bit of that Cab Calloway era in Delirium. Yeah. I guess, what do you like about reaching out into the world of music and finding those influences?
I just love the fact that I can, you know, and it just gives me freedom.
Do you believe in the construction of the self? Do you believe that you can make yourself into who you want to be? And based on your own life, are you a constructed self or are you who you were born?
Well, see, that's the interesting thing, you know, when you go back into the idea of creation and metaphysics and, like, if we choose to come here, you know, and we choose these parents and we already know what we're going to have to go through, you know. And for a long time, I found that hard to believe that I would want to do that, that I would choose this path, you know, with all the hardships and craziness. But while making this record, I came to be fine with that and understand that it was true for me. So I do believe in the constructed self, and I think it's really just about getting back to who we are naturally, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It does to me. Mm-hmm. Collaborations. Mm-hmm. What are some of the favorite ones that you've done?
Jonathan Butler.
We had him in here not too long ago. He brought his guitar.
Magnificently talented. It was the first time that I really got a sense of Africa through his singing and his gift. Like, he really showed me a glimpse of where we come from.
What about Ledisi? You did a Bobby Womack song?
Oh, we were at... Well, I went to visit her and Shaka when they were doing their AOL session. Her and I were in the hallway.
You had a playfulness. This was really totally off the cuff.
Yeah, it was. But that's how we are.
And why is the album called Wines and Spirits?
For all of the reasons and connotations that come to mind when you read it or see it or hear it.
All right. We will leave that for interpretation. Rahsaan, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Singer and songwriter Rahsaan Patterson. His latest CD is called Wines and Spirits. You can hear two songs from the album at our website, nprnewsandnotes.org, and you can hear our interview with singer Ledisi next month. Because